Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's tip off with pro basketball in a big game in Africa. Joining us now with more details is VOA's Tadi Abeje. Sporty greetings, Tadi.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The National Basketball Association and the NBA Players Association have announced the rosters for the first ever game to be played in Africa on August 1st. There will be two teams, Team Africa and Team World, competing at the exhibition contest in Johannesburg, South Africa. Miami Heat small forward and South Sudan-born star Luol Deng will be the captain for Team Africa. Los Angeles Clippers point guard Chris Paul will be the captain for Team World. The head coaches are San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, who will coach Team Africa, and Brooklyn Nets head coach Lionel Hollins, who will coach Team World. To promote the game, Luol Deng appeared in an NBA video. Let's give it a listen.
Luol Deng, going to it for Miami Heat. The NBA Africa Game 2015 is on August 1st in Johannesburg, where Team Africa will take on Team World in the first ever NBA game in Africa. I was born in South Sudan in a town called Wau, which is a 16-hour drive from the capital, Juba. I would never have dreamt that one day I'll be playing in an NBA game in Africa.
And the follow by Luol Deng.
Basketball is a growing sport. It's an international sport. It's just touching so many different parts of the world now. A lot of people in Africa have always been passionate about it. And growing up, they never had the chance to watch basketball. And now they have the chance to do so and be more involved with the game and follow it. Just an amazing thing, and I'm glad that the NBA is doing its part to get the people in Africa engaged and encourage them to take part of the game.
That's Luol Deng, the captain of Team Africa on August 1st in Johannesburg. The African-born players on Deng's team are Congolese center Bismack Biyombo of the Toronto Raptors, Senegalese center Gorgui Dieng of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Nigerian center Festus Azili of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, and Cameroonian forward Luc Richard Ba-Amute, who is currently a free agent. The charity game will help raise money for Boys and Girls Clubs of South Africa, SOS Children's Villages of South Africa, and the Nelson Mandela Foundation. The game will be broadcast live in the USA on ESPN television, and in Africa on Supersport. I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Tadi. There should be lots of excitement surrounding the NBA's first game in Africa on August 1st. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will attend the game in Johannesburg, along with two NBA greats from Africa who are now retired, Akeem the Dream Olajuwon from Nigeria and Dikembe Mutombo from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
G'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on The Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Marco Uma, joins us now with more sports news.
We begin with athletics. Ethiopian Shuru Bulo clocked a world-leading time of 9 minutes and 1.12 seconds to win girls 3,000 meters at the IWF World Youth Championships in Cali, Colombia on Wednesday night. Kenyans Emily Chebet Kipchumba, then Sheila Chelangat, followed Bulo across the finish line. In Monaco, a showdown in 1,500 meters pitting Somalia-born Mohamed Farah of Britain, Kenyan Asbel Kiprop, Morocco's Abdelati Igida, and Algerian Taufik Makloufi look set to be the highlight of the IWF Diamond League in Monaco today, Friday. Botswana's Nigel Amos, Kenyan David Rudisha, and Ethiopian Mohamed Aman face off in 800 meters. South African Louis Van Sale and Tunisian Mohamed Segaia contest 400 meter hurdles as Kenyan Julius Riego competes in javelin. Nigerian Blessing Okagbare Igoteguonor and Kenyan Eunice Sum contest the women's 200 meters and 800 meters respectively. Ethiopian Genzebe Dibaba and Kenyan Mercy Cherono clash in 1500 meters as women's 3000 meters steeplechase features Morocco's Salim El Ouali, Algeria's Amina Betis, Tunisian Habiba Gribi, Ethiopian Hiwota Eleu and Kenyan Virginia Nyambura. In cricket, Namibia play Papua New Guinea at the 2016 ICC 2020 World Cup qualifiers in Dublin, Ireland tomorrow Saturday. On Sunday, Namibia tackle Hong Kong while Kenya play Netherlands in Edinburgh, Scotland. In football, Rwanda's military side APR play Sudan's El Shandi, Zanzibar's KMKM face Djibouti's Telecom as Tanzania mainland's Young Africans encounter Kenya's Gor Mahia at the start of the Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's CECAFA Kagame Club Championship in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania tomorrow Saturday. On Sunday, Burundi's LLB engage Somalia's Hegan, Ethiopia's Adama City plays South Sudan's Malakia as Tanzania mainland's Azam face Uganda's Kampala City Council Authority. Finally, Mali play Canada as Egypt face China at the start of the Women's World Under-19 Basketball Championships in Chekhov, Russia tomorrow Saturday. On Sunday, Mali engage Belgium as Egypt challenge Spain. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I believe that children everywhere should be free to grow to adulthood in health, peace, and dignity.
Pledge your support for children at www.gmfc.org.
Saturday is Mandela Day, an annual international day in honor of the South African freedom fighter who died in 2013 at the age of 95. To mark the occasion, I've been invited to be a panelist at Frederick Community College in Maryland, the venue for what promises to be an exciting, enriching, and yes, sporty program of Mandela Day activities. My topic, Mandela and sports as cultural conduit for unity. Regarding that topic, Nelson Mandela said, and I quote, "Sport has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire. It has the power to unite people in a way that little else does. It speaks to youth in a language they understand. Sport can create hope where once there was only despair. It is more powerful than government in breaking down racial barriers." Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Abel Udoakene Jr., a proud 2012 graduate of the University of Uyo in Nigeria, sent me a Facebook message. Abel says he's celebrating a birthday on this Friday, and he's wondering if he can get an official Sunny Side of Sports birthday shout-out. You got it, Abel. Happy birthday to Abel Udoakene Jr. in Nigeria. Abel's been a loyal listener over the years to the Voice of America and the Sunny Side of Sports. The VOA's Tadi Abeje mentioned Cameroonian forward Luke Richard Ba-Amute as one of the African-born players who will be competing in that NBA game on August 1st in Johannesburg, South Africa. Earlier this week, Luke signed a one-year contract with the Sacramento Kings, but the Kings voided the contract after Luke failed a team physical. We wish Luke the best as he tries to sign with another NBA club. What do you think, Tadi? You think another NBA team's going to pick up Ba-Amute?
I think so. I hope for his sake he goes to a good situation. But he was not in a good situation last season when he played with the Philadelphia 76ers, obviously.
Terrible team.
It was a terrible team. They tried. Yeah, they're in tank mode. They like to lose games intentionally to gain a high draft pick. And that just kills the spirit of sports. It really does.
Speaking of the spirit of sports, Tadi, I talked by phone with Luke earlier this year. He's shown a lot of spirit in his role as a spokesman in Africa's fight against the deadly Ebola disease. Another African athlete who has joined in that fight against Ebola is Sierra Leonean striker Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew. And I want to give Kai a Sunny Side of Sports shout out. The 30-year-old Kamara is leading Major League Soccer in scoring this season. Kai bagged his 13th goal of the season Wednesday night in the Crew's 1-0 victory over the host Chicago Fire. In the 41st minute, Kamara headed home a crossing pass for the game's only goal. It was the first road win of the season for Columbus. Kai Kamara began his MLS career with the Crew in 2006. He then played for three other MLS clubs before Columbus brought him back this season. Let's give yet another Sunny Side of Sports shout out for my Voice of America engineer this evening, Brian Marcoulier. Kick it, Brian.
Kick it.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world.
VOA sports fans, joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. More sporty greetings, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, looking ahead to the weekend, the final qualifying round will be played for the African Under 23 Championship, which doubles as a qualifying tournament for next year's men's Olympic football tournament in Brazil. How about a preview?
Right, Sonny, let's look at the seven fixtures first. And those seven winners after two legs will join the host Senegal in a tournament in November and December. As you said, the prize at stake is some tickets to Rio for the Olympics, in fact, three in all. So the two finalists and then the winner of what is going to be a very important third-place match, they will go all the way to Rio. The first fixture is the one that stands out to me, Sonny. It's Nigeria against Congo-Brazzaville. Now, Nigeria's listeners to the show need no reminding of what Claude Leroy, the French coach, a man in his mid-60s with the Midas touch, what he did to the Super Eagles last year. In the end, Nigeria did win 2-0 away to Congo-Brazzaville, but they lost 3-2 at home to Congo-Brazzaville. That was the first ever defeat in an Africa Cup of Nations qualifier suffered by Nigeria at home. And ultimately, that defeat cost Nigeria a place in the finals and a chance to defend the title they won in 2013 when they beat Burkina Faso in Soweto. And now Leroy is coming back to Nigeria, this time with the Olympic team, which does include four members, including two goalkeepers from the national senior team. So there is that element of experience in this Congolese Olympic side. And they're going to be up against a Nigerian side coached by one of the former greats of Nigerian football, Samson Siasia. So a fascinating match that, Sonny. It's going to be played in Port Harcourt at the weekend. And just reading some comments about Port Harcourt, they say that the pitch there for the game is among the best in Nigeria. So hopefully we can look forward to good football. The next match is Algeria at home to Sierra Leone. Now, Sierra Leone, unfortunately, because of the Ebola crisis, which smoulders on in West Africa and has very sadly claimed over 11,000 lives, predominantly in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. That means, Sonny, that the Sierra Leone team have got to play both legs away. But they did that in the previous round, and they stunned Cameroon, who were gold medalists at the Olympics in Sydney in the year 2000. Sierra Leone drew what was technically their home match in Cameroon, 0-0. And then they drew the away match, 1-1. So they went through on the away goals rule. So the Algerians dare not underestimate this Sierra Leone team. But the fact that Algeria have got home advantage twice, so to speak, means they must be slight favorites. Then, Sonny, we've got Gabon against Mali. Now, this is a repeat of a qualifier from 2011. When Gabon, after being held at home, went to Mali and won 1-0. And then, quite remarkably, Gabon went on to play in the final tournament in Morocco and won it. They beat the Moroccans 2-1 in the final. Nobody, but nobody, including yours truly, gave the Gabonese a chance in that tournament. But they went all the way and qualified for the Olympics in London. So that's going to be an interesting one. The Gabonese out to prove that that victory was no fluke. Mali, on the other hand, thirsting for revenge. We've got Ivory Coast against Zambia, the first leg in Abidjan. We've got Egypt against Uganda. Now, Egypt, I've been tracking closely, Sonny, and they've been very impressive at under 23 level, not only in the Olympics, but also in the All Africa Games qualifiers. And although Uganda, the only East African survivors, and I know our listeners in Kampala will be keeping their fingers very tightly crossed, I have to admit, the Egyptians must be favorites to win this time. We've got a Southern African derby, Sonny, in Harare between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Now, when you show a Zimbabwean footballer the sight of a South African jersey, something happens to him. He raises his game. They want to show Big Brother, their neighbors in the south of the continent, that they're by no means second best, that they're by no means the underdogs. And for that reason, I would be very wary if I was a South African. I think they're going to have a tough time in Harare. The match is at the Rafaro Stadium. It's an artificial pitch, which South Africans are not used to. And if I was a South African coach on the Ghana, I'd be very happy to leave Harare with a draw, preferably, of course, a score draw. The South Africans played in the All Africa Games a few months ago, and they were shocked by the Sudanese. So they really have got to up their game if they're going to survive against the Zimbabwe side that's got a lot of talent and an awful lot of spirit, too. And then last but not least, Sonny, we've got a North African showdown. The first leg is in Morocco, and it's against Tunisia, and it's hard to separate these teams. Morocco got a bye to the third round, and Tunisia were impressive. They won 1-0 at home to Sudan, but then went to Sudan and won 2-0 away, and that's good form indeed. Now, the overall winner, Sonny, of these seven ties, the first legs this weekend and the second legs at the end of July and beginning of August, they will go forward to the finals, which are in Senegal. The eight teams will be split into two groups of four. You'll have your normal situation. Top two in each group qualify for the semifinals. And then, of course, the semifinal winners, they will book tickets automatically to Rio. And then, normally the third place match is not a game of any great significance, but on this occasion, it's going to be a battle for the third and final place at the Olympics. Now, I've seen many reports, Sonny, in recent months which say that the fourth best team in Africa will play off against an Asian side for another place in Rio. I want to categorically state that is not true. Only the top three African teams qualify for the Olympics. Where the confusion comes in, I think, is that in the previous Olympics in London in 2012, the fourth placed African team, it was Senegal, they did play off against an Asian team, Oman. And in fact, Senegal won that game in London and qualified for the London Olympics. That, Sonny, does not apply this time. It's only the top three. So the two finalists and the winners of the third place playoff, they will go to Rio next summer to represent Africa at the Olympic Games.
Finally, David, if we can look past Senegal and those top three teams from Africa that ultimately booked their tickets to Brazil, what do you think of their chances of maybe medaling in Rio?
Well, Sonny, there's always a chance for the Africans. They had a purple patch. In 1992, Ghana got the bronze medals for finishing third. In 1996, in Atlanta, in the United States, Nigeria went all the way. They beat Argentina 3-2 in a tremendous final. And Nwankwo Kanu was one of the stars of that Nigerian team. And from that triumph, Sonny, came the nickname, the Dream Team, which is still stuck to this day. In fact, this weekend in Port Harcourt, many people in Nigeria will talk about the Dream Team rather than Nigeria specifically. They'll say that the Dream Team are taking on Congo Brazzaville. Then we fast forward, Sonny, to the year 2000, the Olympics in Sydney, and once again, the Africans came up trumps. Cameroon beating Spain on penalties after a 2-2 draw in the final, and among the members of that Cameroon side was none other than the great superstar, now retired, Samuel Eto'o. The best we had in the Olympics in London in 2012, from the African perspective, was quarterfinalists. But I'd be reasonably hopeful, Sonny. What's going to be really interesting is these final qualifying matches. I'm particularly looking forward to Nigeria and Congo Brazzaville, because I think ordinarily you would have no hesitation in saying Nigeria to qualify. But I think the Congolese are going to be up for this. Remember, in the previous qualifying round, Congo knocked out Ghana. There's been two big shocks so far in this tournament. The one was Cameroon, as mentioned, and the other was Ghana going out to Congo. And I think Leroy, he's had a first, second, and third place finishes at the Cup of Nations. He's also been to the World Cup. The one missing thing in his CV, he's never been to the Olympics, and I think that would mean an awful lot to him. And I've got a hunch, Sonny, that whoever wins between Nigeria and Congo-Brazzaville, I think they're going to go pretty close to getting one of those three places in Rio. And yeah, Sonny, who knows? Let's keep those fingers crossed. A reminder to our listeners that it's an under-23 competition at the moment, but it changes for the finals themselves. Then you can use three, what they call, wild cards. Now, those wild cards, Sonny, are players of any age. In other words, let's say, take Nigeria as an example. They can then include Obi Mikel.
My name is John Obi Mikel.
They could use Vincent Enyema, who I think would be a good choice as a goalkeeper. Some coaches automatically jump at this to include those three, what you can also call overage players. But significantly, some other coaches feel, well, these players got us to Rio in the first place, so I'm going to stick with them. And it can be a bit of a dilemma. Maybe you've got an outstanding Nigerian Olympic goalkeeper. Now, do you keep him, or do you bring in the likes of Vincent Enyema? But anyway, Sonny, that's for debate for another day. The Nigerians have got to get past Congo just to get to Senegal first.
Thank you, David. That's David Legg, our African football guru, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. The Voice of America offers internships to students currently enrolled in colleges and universities. And one of those interns is sitting right on my left this evening, Toddy Abeje. Sporty greetings once again, Toddy.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny.
So, Toddy, what have you? What are you studying in school?
My major is communications, and I plan to be a sports journalist and get my bachelor's from George Mason University. That's where I'll be taking my education to.
Now, can you tell our many, many Voice of America listeners, where is George Mason located?
George Mason University is located in Fairfax, Virginia, which is it's just outside of Washington, D.C.
During your internship, Toddy, you've had a chance to cover a variety of sporty topics. What's been your favorite assignment?
Well, my favorite assignment was the NBA draft because I'm a big basketball fan, and this year's draft could be one of the best ever. The Lakers got a good player in D'Angelo Russell, which he's expected to be the best player in this year's draft. So I'm looking forward to D'Angelo Russell hopefully being the next great superstar after the great Kobe Bryant retires.
Are you also looking forward to that first NBA game in Africa?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's great that the NBA is expanding internationally because basketball is becoming more international there's basketball in Europe, Asia, and now in Africa. So it's great that basketball is worldwide.
What is your what other sports do you enjoy covering, Toddy?
Soccer, basketball, and soccer, and a little bit of American football.
Okay, and you got to see the American women lift the World Cup trophy during your internship.
What? Yes, it was great. It was great. They got their revenge on the Japanese. Carly Lloyd, first women's player in Women's World Cup final history with scoring three goals. That has never happened before in Women's World Cup final history.
VOA intern Toddy Abeje speaking with us here in Studio 10 at the Voice of America. Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you, Sonny.
And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Brian Marcoulier. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, wishing everyone a great weekend. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.